tough at the minute in terms of personnel, but what we can't be pleased of is the performance the other night. I know sometimes the result goes against you, but that's arguably the best I think the team has played since probably I've been here, against a very decent team. And that just shows you the little fine margins. You know, we've been to Newcastle and Huddersfield in the last couple of weeks. Results have gone against us, but we've put in a performance which tends to suggest that we're not that far away.
Is it settling down, broadly speaking?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you
look, the whole club needs to settle down. You know, we're just talking off the record there, you know, of what's gone on in the past. So, of course, you know, we don't need wholesale changes again. You know, we need people to get used to the environment, playing as a team. And it's starting. I hoped it would take earlier than this, if I'm going to be brutally honest. But, you know, we've been here 4 or 5 months. So we've got to be here probably 4 or 5 years. I know a lot of people think, oh, flame and egg, not him saying that. But that's the reality of it, you know. And I'm under no illusion of how difficult it is. But we're starting, I believe, of what I've witnessed over the last month in particular, that we're starting to have the makings of a decent-looking team.
Missed chances are a bit of a theme at the moment.
That's a problem. That is a big problem, because that's the one thing you can't replicate. You put on a training session out here, they go in the top corner, the bottom corner, the fly in the back of the net.
Yeah.
We've got to be a bit more clinical. And I keep saying it, that's why you're only as good as your strikers, because they are the ones usually who go a bit cold in front of goal. You know, you would put your money on Hooran the other night. You know, when it bounced to him, a great little piece of football, and it bounces to him 6 yards out, you think, stick it in the net, and he blazes it over. So, unfortunately, that is our Achilles. We've had good chances in games. We had good chances at Rotherham, and you're thinking, here it goes again. And we got away with it. So, it's one thing that we have to get better on.
And Sheffield Wednesday, again, I suppose like Huddersfield in many ways, everything to play for.
Everything to play for, good side. They've been there or thereabouts now for the past 2-3 years. And that goes to show how difficult a league it is when a club like Sheffield Wednesday have been in the division now for, 15, 16, 17 years, wherever it is. But they've got a settled squad. They've bought well. They've invested heavily, and especially up front, in Jordan Rhodes, of course, and for me, one of the best players in the championship in Forestieri. So, a very big challenge for us, again, should be all the makings of a very good game.
Just a word on the kids. I know that maybe on another day you probably wouldn't have them on the bench, but there they were, and one or two of them came on at Huddersfield as well. What's your opinion of the kids coming through here at Villa?
Well, it's fair to say there's been a few problems over the last few years in academy-wise. But over the years, this club has produced some smashing players. And I think that, again, we need to address, and on the up, the academy needs stability too. And there's no better thing for the academy when you see a young player coming through. Hepburn Murphy's the big eye-catcher, because obviously he's played for England as centre-forward, and unfortunately he's been injured. But when you see Keenan Davis come through, then I think that breathes life into the academy. I've always been a big believer in throwing a kid in, and in my hour of need, you know, I threw in Greeny just to give, you know, the crowd a little bit of a lift. They love to see their own. And hey, listen, if they're young enough and good enough, then they'll play. So that's the simple message to it all. And the academy, for years here, has bred some very, very good players over the years. We can reel them off, can't we? And the club can be really proud of the careers that some of them have had. I wish some of them were still here, that's for sure. You know, the captain in Chelsea and things like that now, you know. So, you know, in that respect. But the academy here has been an envy for many years. And I'm glad to say, I think we can all say that's on the way back too. You know, too long now, we've let good players escape to other clubs. We're back on the lookout and make the academy better.
Steve, a lot of... Already, I know you won't be, but already a lot of fans are looking forward already to next season for the real push. It doesn't look like you're going to make the playoffs. It doesn't look like you're going to get relegated. So a lot of players are here because they'll know you'll be thinking about changes. So for players, the motivation is to show you that they want to be part of your team.
Absolutely. We know that next year we've got to be there or thereabouts. And I think all of them expect that. So a lot of them have got a lot to prove in the next 10, 11 games, wherever it is, and stake a claim that once pre-season comes, the part of the squad that will take the club to mount the challenge. I think everybody's disappointed this year that we haven't been able to, but it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. You know, just because we're Aston Villa doesn't give you the divine right. Doesn't give you the divine right, as we've seen many times. But that's got to be the aim. That's got to be the challenge. And there's still a lot to play for me, because our next one is we've got to finish in the top 10. We have to finish in the top 10. And, you know, we've got to finish the season off strongly, which will stand us in good stead for the beginning of next year, which is going to be huge for everybody.
I know it's probably difficult to talk about, but I'm sure, knowing how well you prepare and your backroom team, you'll already have question marks about people. You'll already have people that you think you might be able to get in next season. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of work going on, apart from just trying to win a game of football.
Well, I think now with the Championship, we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, especially when you can't use the emergency loan window, of how important it is for your planning going forward. So make no mistake, we're now planning already for next year. You know, the one thing we've got to address is that, of course, we've got a lot of players out on loan. What's happening to their future is on the agenda at the moment. And of course, always is, how do we make the squad stronger and better? And I'm pleased with the squad at the moment. Look, we've got 9 injuries to first team players, and still went to Huddersfield the other night and dominated the team at the top of the league. So we've got a bit of strength and depth. The squad is starting to take shape, and there's now a mentality of what's required. I think everybody got a shock. I think people thought, well, this is going to be a stroll, the Championship, and it never is. There's got to be a certain mentality amongst you that physically and mentally it's a tough old league. And physically and mentally you've got to be prepared for it. And I think we're preparing better than what we were maybe at the start of the season.
You said at the start when you came in that, you know, belief was a big thing. They've got to believe in your ways, your methods, your tactics and all the rest of it. How far down the road are you with that? How far down the road are the players?
Well, look, I don't think it just takes... I think I've been here 18 weeks, Tom, you know. Yeah. It doesn't take... Eventually you get to where you want to get to, and I think they're understanding. I think they understand better of what you need to be equipped for the Championship. So all of them things we're improving on. I think the January window was a good window for us in the terms of the people we've brought in. You know, I see the young fullback, for example, the other day, step up. He's 18 years old. He looks a very, very good player. So we're delighted of what we've been able to do. Of course, we've still got a lot of work to be done. And as I said, more importantly for anything from academy to the first team to the under-23s is that stability which the club needs to take it forward.
You look a bit more relaxed about the future.
A bit more relaxed. I don't think any of us can be relaxed in our job, Tom, anymore. When I see what's happening to Mr. Wenger at the moment, then I can't be relaxed, because round the corner in our game now, there's always a disaster. And but I'm comfortable because, you know, of what I've seen in a performance-wise over the last few weeks anyway, we are getting better, and I think that's important.
And 30,000 fans and media and radio guys all think they're better managers than you. You have to contend with that.
Well, that's the job. That's the job. And 2 weeks ago, you were all better than me because I hadn't won for 6 or 7 games. So you're all better than me. And